Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Dealing with Stress at Work, What to Do When Your Boss Yells at You. And this is important because even if you're an entrepreneur, you still need to know what to do when someone yells at you, whether it's in your personal life or it's in the business world. So, what we want to do is talk to you about how to deal with stress, because I think people have a very difficult part of dealing with stress in their personal lives. So, what would you do in the event that you did have stress? What would you do if you needed help in dealing with that stress? Do you know how that can affect you when it comes to your health in other areas? So, why not think about some of those things in the abstract as well? Now, I've always been petrified of working for a boss who I didn't like, but who was in fear of, because I wanted my salary. And Simon Cowell said this. And who is Simon Cowell? He's the one that started the shows, the reality shows with singing on NBC, and also founded some groups and helped them get started. So, has your voice or another coworker ever yelled at you? How did you feel? What did you do about it? Perhaps it made you feel angry, frustrated, and upset, and you kept it inside. Or perhaps complained to human resources or some higher authority within your company. Or did you yell back or walk away or even quit your job? These may seem like the only options available to you, and if you're anything like most people I work with, you will have felt powerless and kept everything to yourself, resulting in feelings of stress, anxiety, and frustration that lead to physical pain. And one thing that we often forget about is the effects it has on your health. This is a situation that has happened to most people, if not professionally, then personally. I can still remember a time that it happened to me, not from a boss or coworker, but from a teacher I had about 18 years ago. She didn't yell exactly, but she verbally attacked me and made me feel that I had done something wrong. Terribly wrong, which in fact I hadn't. Afterwards, I felt sick to my stomach, and the pain of that interaction stayed with me for months. Other things that people don't realize is, if you grow up in a family where there's a lot of negativity, a lot of emotional and verbal abuse, what happens? You grow up as an adult, and you do the same thing to your children, to your coworkers, to your employees. So it's important to understand how you deal with stress and how to change how you communicate with the people you work with, to understand their natural behavior patterns, and to help them understand and communicate with them in a way that is positive and reinforces their behavior. There is another way to deal with situations like this. It's a much more effective way that has long-term results. It doesn't require confrontation. It just requires a change in thinking. It's really not about you. The first step is to recognize that when someone yells at you or makes you feel bad, it's because their own insecurities are coming up. They are feeling pressured, angry, and frustrated, and they are projecting those feelings onto you. It actually has nothing to do with you. You may or may not be the trigger for their reaction, or you may simply be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But the truth is, what they are feeling is their own fear and insecurity. And it's not about you. This doesn't make it right, and it doesn't excuse the behavior. However, once you recognize this, you realize that you don't have to take it personally. I understand that it can be difficult not to take it personally when it's aimed right at you. But if you can tell yourself that they are simply projecting their frustrations onto you, and that it has nothing to do with you, it can really help. It's actually your choice whether or not to take on what they are projecting. If you do, and you take it personally, then it becomes yours. They will feel better for having vented their frustrations, and you will feel worse because you're taking on their frustrations and make them your own. Knowing this can help you to stay calm in the face of such verbal attack. If you choose not to take personally, you can simply let them say what they want to say and then walk away. You can certainly let them know if you want to, when they finish venting, that you don't appreciate the way they have spoken to you. But this must come not from an emotional state, you being upset, but from a place of calm, because you know that this is not about you. So, as you can see, for so many people, they just lack the knowledge of how to communicate. That when they're angry, it's easy to take it out on the person closest to you. It doesn't mean anything unless you understand how to communicate in a more effective way. And understanding what is your natural behavioral style and how to communicate in that method, you will, in essence, help yourself in having a better and more appropriate workplace to work in. If you find that it's too hard not to take it personally and you become upset, anxious, fearful, or angry, then you'll want to proceed to the next step. And this is particularly important if the type of situation happens frequently to you. Ask yourself this question. The second step is to ask yourself some questions. What is it that you need to learn about yourself from the situation? Why have you attracted this particular situation into your life? How is this person making you feel? What insecurities and fears has this person triggered in you? Okay, now, do you not understand, or can you look back on your childhood and look at how your parents reacted to situations in their lives and what they did and how they took it out on you. Do you see yourself doing the same thing with your spouse, with your coworkers, with your children? If you understand that, and this is the one thing that I have always recommended to people, the best thing that you can do is to seek out a mentor, a coach, even a psychologist, because they can help you to understand how to communicate in a more effective way. Turning the focus away from the other person and their behavior in this way helps you to take your power back and stop feeling like a victim. Try to let go of the thought that it isn't fair and that this shouldn't be happening to you, and turn it around to see what you can learn about yourself. When you are willing to learn something about yourself from the situation, and when you're willing to see what's really happening, that fears and insecurities have been triggered in the other person and possibly in you. You'll transform yourself in the situation. You will find that the more you take this approach, the less this type of situation will arise for you, because you don't need it anymore. I invite you to try an approach, because it doesn't work. It does work. I used to have very low self-esteem and took everything personally. So whenever this type of thing happened, it would make me feel ill and worthless. I've come a long way since then. The last time this happened to me, just a few months ago, I was on a conference call with someone who questioned and disagreed with just about everything I said because I didn't let her manipulate me. She became verbally abusive. I was able to listen to what she said and not take it personally. I told her I recognized that what she was feeling had nothing to do with me, and that she was trying to project what she was feeling onto me. I felt she should understand this because she is a professional coach. I left the call feeling good because I had spoken my truth and not taken on her stuff. I didn't feel responsible for making her feel better or the need to justify anything. I've come a long way, and if I can do it, you can too. And let me tell you something, that the best thing you can do is to learn to communicate in a way that will help you understand how you affect other people in the way you communicate. And one of the things that I have used is the DISC. The D, it went broken down, it's the DISC. And what it means is one thing, that when you understand your behavior pattern, it helps you understand how to relate to other people and communicate in a much more effective method of communication, which is very important in today's marketplace. Understanding how to communicate in a more effective way helps you deal with things in a better situation and helps you understand how to communicate. And one of the things that we need to understand is how we communicate. And what I want to do is talk to you about the different stages of communication and how you can effectively look at it and help to improve how you relate to people, not only in the workplace, but in your personal life as well. Because these are things that people don't always realize is important to them in today's marketplace. So let's look at what you can do that can help you in the future in how you communicate. And let's look at there's four pure behavior patterns. One is dominance. And when you look at the dominant behavior pattern, how you can communicate. And let me explain to you that the dominant behavior pattern is someone that puts emphasis on interacting. They put emphasis on shaping the environment by overcoming opposition to accomplish results. And what this person's tendencies are is getting immediate results, causing action, accepting challenges, making quick decisions, questioning the status quo, taking authority. Managing trouble, solving problems. This person desires an environment that includes power and authority, prestige and challenge, opportunities for individual accomplishments, a wide scope of operations and direct answers, opportunities for advancement, freedom for controls and supervision, many new and varied activities. Now, this person needs others who weigh pros and cons, calculate risks, use caution, create a predictable environment, research facts, deliberate before dealing and deciding, recognize the needs of others. And to be more effective, this person needs to receive difficult assignments, to understand that they need people, to techniques on practical experience, to receive an occasional shock, to identify with a group, to verbalize reasons for conclusions, to be aware of existing situations, to pace themselves and relax more. And also, this person feels like they can control their environment. They are a dominant personality, and you understand and have met people who have dominant personalities. And why it understands the four classical behavior patterns, and whether you use the DISC or the Myers-Briggs, they all have four pure behavior patterns. And what we are dealing with is the DISC because it's in a language that everyone understands. And the I is influence. And the person who has a high I puts emphasis on shaping the environment by influencing or persuading others. This person has very good verbal skills. And they talk to people easily. They interact with strangers. So, this person's tendencies include contacting people, making favorable impression, being articulate, creating a motivating environment, generating enthusiasm, entertaining people, viewing people and situations with optimism, participating in a group. This person desires an environment that includes popularity, social recognition, public recognition of ability, freedom of expression, group activities outside of the job, democratic relationships, freedom from control and detail, opportunities to verbalize proposals, coaching and counseling, favorable working conditions. This person needs others who concentrate on the task, seek facts, speak directly, respect sincerity, develop systematic approaches, prefer to deal with things instead of people, take a logical approach, demonstrate individual follow-through. And to be more effective, this person needs to control time. If the D or S is low, to make an objective decision, to use hands-on management, to be more realistic when appraising others, to make priorities and deadlines, to be more firm with others if the D is low. And the steadiness personality is someone who puts emphasis on cooperating with others and existing circumstances to carry out the task. This person is usually the peacemaker. This person's tendencies include performing in a consistent, predictable manner, demonstrating patience, developing specialized skills, helping others, showing loyalty, being a good listener, calming excited people, creating a stable, harmonious work environment. This person desires an environment that includes maintenance of the status quo unless given reasons for change, predictable routines, credit for work accomplished, minimal work infringement on home life, sincere appreciation, identification with a group, standard operating procedures, minimal conflict. This person needs others who react quickly to unexpected change, stretch towards the challenges or accomplishments of tasks, become involved in more than one thing, or self-promoting, apply pressure on others, work comfortably in an unpredictable environment, help to prioritize work, are flexible in work procedures. To be more effective, this person needs to be conditioned prior to change, to validate self-work, to know how to personally affect contributes to the group effort, to have colleagues of similar competence and sincerity, to know task guidelines, to have creativity and encouraged. Often, if there is a book in the company with the guidelines, this person often follows those guidelines to the T. Now, the conscientiousness personality is the person who questions everything. They need to know every detail before they make decisions. Emphasis on working conscientiously within existing circumstances to ensure quality and accuracy. This person's tendencies include adhering to key directives and standards, concentrating on key details, thinking analytically, weighing pros and cons, being diplomatic with people, using subtle and indirect approaches to conflict, checking for accuracy, analyzing performance critically, using a systematic approach to situations or activities. This person desires an environment that includes clearly defined performance expectations, values of quality and accuracy, a reserved business-like atmosphere, opportunities to demonstrate expertise, control over factors that affect the performance, opportunities to ask why questions, recognize for specific skills and accomplishments. This person needs others who delegate important tasks, make quick decisions, use policies only as guidelines, compromise with the opposition, state unpopular positions, initiate and facilitate decisions, encourage teamwork. To be more effective, this person needs to have time to plan carefully, to know exact job descriptions and performance objectives, to schedule performance appraisals, to receive specific feedback on performance, to respect people's personal work as much as their accomplishments, to develop tolerance and conflict. As you can see, when you understand different behavior patterns, when you understand how to communicate to each other in an effective way, what does it do? It helps you improve some of the things that you can do to help yourself understand where you are and how to effectively promote everything that you need to promote to help yourself improve your communication skills. The problem is, for so many of us, we don't understand how to communicate. Either we are talking to someone with a D behavior where there's conflict, or we try to be overbearing on someone who is an influential behavior pattern or a steadiness behavior pattern. If you understand the difference in how to communicate within each person's behavior pattern, if you understand the difference in how to communicate, in what helps people understand what is the most effective way that you communicate to someone so that they can improve where they come from. And yelling and fighting and arguing does usually do nothing more than antagonize people, and it never accomplishes what you want it to accomplish. So often what you need to do is think about what is the best way that you can communicate with people so that you get the most effective way of dealing with people. And when you are talking to someone, you need to and let's explain this. Now, everyone has a D behavior pattern, an I behavior pattern, a behavior pattern, and a C behavior pattern within their personality. Some are high, some are low. Those that are high are the behavior pattern that is most dominant. So if you can key into your different personalities within yourself, then you can communicate more effectively. And often that might take your needing to sit down with a psychologist or a mentor who understands the difference in behaviors and how to help you to communicate more effectively. And you can go on my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for either individual or group coaching, and we can help you understand what is your natural behavior pattern and how to communicate in a more effective way.